529, our temperature reading 70 degrees. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Weather to allow ATVs and Three Lakes to use busy County Road A will return to a county committee after they decided they needed to find out more information. The town board and Three Lakes approved the use of town roads. Other lesser traveled Oneida County roads are open to ATV use, but Highway Commissioner Freeman Bennett says he has concerns about allowing ATVs on A. The committee has given Bennett the authority to regulate whether county roads should be open to ATVs, but he says the county A corridor between Sugar Camp and Three Lakes is different.
There is an excessive amount of cars out there. It's average daily traffic on Highway A is 1,600 cars. Now keep in mind that's year-round average daily traffic. Winter is going to be less, but summer is going to be far greater.
Supervisor David Hintz asked the committee to determine the accurate speed limits and insurance issues.
Is it 25 or is it 35? The insurance coverage, that's outlined in the procedures of this group that the club needs to provide insurance. Where the confusion is what is that insurance really cover?
Bennett says the winding road offered a challenge for drivers who come upon an ATV going a maximum of 35 miles an hour. A recent meeting in Three Lakes, the Three Lakes Nicolet ATV Club showed a large number at the meeting that they were in favor of opening the road to ATVs. Former Three Lakes Town Board Chair Don Sadlowski told the committee to carefully study the issue before giving an okay.
On an already tricky to navigate road, we do not need to proactively introduce anything which could cause a situation to occur.
ATV Club President Mark Kirby said the club is committed to safety and will work with the county. The town of Sugar Camp Monday will consider opening town roads there to ATVs, which would enable the length of County A to be used if county permission is granted. The Public Works Committee took no action, but will check into the issues raised and talk about it again at its meeting in 2 weeks. Bipartisan support emerged for a bill authored by State Representative Rob Swearingen of Rhinelander. Swearingen's bill would allow authorities to seize the personal property or vehicle used in the crime of child enticement. Child enticement would be added to the list of crimes where forfeiture of property would be allowed. Swearingen says the bill originated from a Northwoods incident.
In Eagle River, we had a case in Vilas County where the internet was being used to entice children. The criminal would come up and use their vehicle to entice the children in the car, go into a state park or in the forest, and potential sexually abuse the child. So we opened up this section of the forfeiture law, and all we are doing is just including child enticement in that section.
Assembly Bill 212 was sent to the Senate after passing the Assembly on a voice vote. A Northwoods Democrat doesn't like a Republican action in the Assembly Wednesday boosting campaign contributions for Wisconsin state candidates. Majority Republicans pushed for a doubling of allowable campaign contributions by individuals. Donors to statewide candidates could give $20,000 per cycle, $2,000 to Senate candidates, and $1,000 to Assembly hopefuls. Those limits would be automatically adjusted for inflation in the future. A voice vote was held. Afterward, three Democrats said they would have voted no had they been able to be recorded. Amy Sue Vruwink of Millidor, Chris Taylor of Madison, and Janet Buley of Ashland said there's nothing in the bill that will restore the public's confidence in the integrity of the voting system. Buley says it doesn't help reform campaign contributions at all and could sour an already cynical public.
I'm very aware of financial constraints, the fact that the rural areas are, you know, we're having some hard times. And when we turn our back to those sorts of things and in the Assembly say that we're going to lift our, we're going to double the limits on our campaign contributions, it just seems a little bit out of keeping with what's going on in people's regular lives. I don't want to have to ask people for more money in order to match what my opponent is able to raise. And I just think that asking people for twice as much money is the wrong thing to do.
The package goes to the Senate. Buley's Assembly District includes Lac des Flambeaux. Boaters can expect to see local volunteers at Northwoods boat landings this weekend, wondering if your live well has been drained. The Draining Campaign is a statewide initiative to get anglers to not take water from lake to lake. Oneida County Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator Michelle Sadowskis says the effort started here.
Actually, a statewide campaign that originated actually out of Oneida and Vilas County here. So we're pretty proud of the program. What we're trying to do is trying to get the word out a little bit more about draining of boats, of live wells, and of buckets, and also not moving live fish away from a landing.
Microscopic invasive species can be transported in live wells to infest another body of water. Sadowska says staff and volunteers will be handing out ice packs this weekend with the idea of icing the catch.
hopefully encourage them to use ice and to drain their live well and get their fish on ice instead of being in a live well.
The main team will be out at Willow Florge this Saturday with teams from Lac de Flambeau across Oneida County to Pelican Lake. State Superintendent Tony Evers joined a host of Wisconsin public school leaders today in condemning a state budget proposal to expand private school vouchers statewide on a limited basis. At a library in Milwaukee, Evers said, Wisconsin kids are, quote, caught in an ideologically driven expansion of school vouchers that's financially reckless and academically unproven. Sweet treats for Rhinelander youngsters out on their bicycles, but only if they're wearing their helmets. Police Chief Michael Steffes has announced the Safety is Sweet campaign. The campaign encourages young bike riders to wear a safety helmet.
So beginning next Monday, we're going to be working in concert with local businesses to provide what we're calling Safety is Sweet. That means as officers are on patrol in the city of Rhinelander, if they see any juveniles or youths wearing their bicycle helmets while riding their bicycles, the officers will have free treat coupons available in the squad cars to be able to give to the kids.
The campaign will run through August 31st. In sports, Milwaukee Brewer first baseman Corey Hart might not return until after the All-Star break, that from Brewer officials today. Tonight, clear and colder, patchy frost overnight, mainly across northern Vilas County, lows 36 to 41. Friday, sunny, highs 72 to 75, rain likely Friday night and Saturday. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees, 536.